Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my professional comedian, Donna Lee, although you wouldn't believe it sometimes.
No, I have a joke, though, that I'll tell you later.
Go for it.
I got the rectum joke figured out from my husband.
Yes.
If you're a listener of ours to the podcast, I asked my husband about his favorite rectum joke, and the joke is, little Timothy was in class, and he's very inappropriate, and he raised his hand very eagerly and told the teacher, Miss Smith, my uncle was hurt in the war, and he was shot in the butthole. And the teacher said, Timothy, it's rectum. And he said, rectum damn near killed him. So, there's the joke.
Pretty good.
I did not write that joke. I think it's from the 60s.
That's pretty good.
So anyway.
One of my favorite jokes is the 90-year-old that goes to the doctor for Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor goes, why do you want Viagra? There's no way. You know, I just don't want to pee on my shoes anymore. Ironically, we can fix both those problems here, in case you're wondering. And we won't judge you if you're a 90-year-old man trying to have an erection. You know, I'm still amazed that our own patients don't know that I'm the one on the radio when we're doing the show.
Who do they think's on the radio?
I have no idea.
So they meet you in the room and then they're like, you sound familiar.
Just this week, a patient that's been my patient for 10 years says, I just saw the ad for your radio show. That's you? I said, what kind of impression am I making on you people?
That's so funny. But you do sound, you have your radio voice on. So maybe in the room you don't have your radio voice on.
That's right. When I was younger, I used to be a lot squeakier. And now I get to be a little bit nicer.
I love that you said squeakier with such a low voice.
That's right.
Squeakier.
Anyway, I'm a board certified urologist. I'm sorry that you have to listen to this show. But we absolutely love bringing you issues related to men's health and men's health topics. Mm-hmm. We love your questions. As a urologist, I treat the entire buffet of urologic conditions.
Mm-hmm. What was the other word?
No.
Penelope.
I'm not using big words.
Penelope.
I'm not using big words on you anymore, Donna.
Come on.
That's all right.
Penelope.
Just sit there. And be funny. That's why you've been hired. You understand? Okay. Hi, funny. We're still okay.
Hey.
So, in any case, we would love to have your questions. They really drive the show, and really appreciate all the engagement. Donna, you want to remind people how they get a hold of us, or make an appointment, or tell them about our offices?
That's right. You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. And much like you, when I get to the call and they're like, is this the Donna on the radio? And I want to go, well, yeah, there's only one here. Imagine my voice is kind of unique. You can email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can go to our website, which is armormenshealth.com. You can also send an email that way as well. I'll get all of those. They come directly to me, and then I share them directly with Dr. Mystery.
So you know what's interesting about my background is that I'm a graduate of the Baylor College of Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a graduate of the University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on the medical education staff for Texas A&M University.
That is confusing.
This week, I am teaching the medical students how to do a male genital exam.
I saw the prototype.
Over the internet. It really takes a lot out of it, don't you think?
Yeah.
You really can't get your hands on it.
You're going to have your hands on it.
Well,
it's a big old prototype.
It's a big prototype.
It's a big booty.
It costs $6,000 to get an artificial rectum to do a prostate exam.
For the fake booty that's sitting in the office?
That's right.
$6,000.
$6,000.
You could have gotten a sex toy for like $35.
I'm just saying that there's probably cheaper alternatives. Maybe medical education doesn't have to be so expensive.
Oh, I saw the prototype and it looks a lot like we were watching a TV show called Dave and he had a bottom sex toy. And it looks just like the thing in our office.
Dave is about a political candidate that looks like the president. It's a wonderful show from the 1990s. And
you will never dismerch
my idea of what that name should be.
That's totally
And
different.
You should really change the kind of apps that you have on your television. I'm not judging, though. If you have a sexual fetish, we're happy to take care of it and whatever problems that may arise from
That's
it. So
right. We do not judge.
But we do love your questions. Why don't you give
us
one?
We have one. Yes. And, you know, we talk a lot about your holistic approach to the patient care and supplements and therapy and physical therapy. And so I thought this was a really good question because I kind of had to Google it. Dr. Mystery, what is your opinion on saw palmetto? I've been taking it for many years. My GP, general practitioner, has said that it will affect the PSA test, so I assume it does have some effect on the PSA. Does it raise or lower the PSA?
That's a great question.
Can a supplement do that?
Within our practice, and certainly within just kind of what people do in their daily lives, people develop this kind of notion of what will and won't help their health. And a lot of these things are based in science, some are not. I'm really, you know, still psychologically in that mode of learning about what is and is not going to be beneficial to our patients. That's why we have a nutritionist. That's why we have a supplement counselor. That's why we try to help patients that want to deal with issues non-pharmaceutically, but with supplements and diet and lifestyle changes and make those things work. I had an 80-year-old guy that came in this week, 80 years old, looks amazing. He has a prostate 10 times normal size, a 330-gram prostate. And he said, listen, what can I do so I can go back and play tennis 3 times a week?
Aww.
And we gave him a wonderful option, prostate artery embolization, no catheter, no hospital stay, very little risk to him. And he's going to do great with it. We're going to try to find a solution for you that matches kind of your outlook and your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Saw palmetto is a supplement that we certainly support and provide in the office. It is from the saw palmetto plant. It's an extract. I mean, these things don't become, you know, widely used because they've never worked. And so this really gets at kind of our approach to urology. When you do big studies, it shows that for most men, saw palmetto has no effect on urinary or BPH symptoms. So it doesn't help your urinary flow. But undeniably, there are some men in whom saw palmetto does work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a low risk medication or supplement. It's available over the counter. You want to look for a high quality saw palmetto. We have one that is made by a company called Metagenics.
Physician grade, right?
I guess. I don't think that's a thing.
It is a thing when you sell supplements in
doctor's
offices.
Medical food grade is a thing.
Physician grade supplements is a thing.
Physician grade thing is not a thing.
Okay, well, I've been saying it for 3 years.
Well, we ain't making up words around here. You're fired. So the saw palmetto is a extract that, you know, my own anecdotal experience is that that men do have improvement with their BPH or urinary symptoms. Now, the reasoning for why it does it, it differs. I believe, and the research that I believe that has kind of supported my use of this supplement, is that it helps defeat some of the effects that testosterone has on the prostate. So, you know, we're big proponents of normalizing testosterone. We have, you know, over 5,000 patients in our database that we use a testosterone on. We try to do it in a holistic and natural form. But the one negative potential side effect of increasing your testosterone is a potential effect on worsening urinary symptoms by its effect on your prostate. And saw palmetto does have an anti-androgenic or anti-testosterone effect on the prostate. And so because of that, getting to the second part of that question of whether it can affect your PSA, the answer is it can, but it will usually drive your PSA down, not up.
Uh-huh.
So if you it does it in an incremental way and one that doesn't really appreciably change how we evaluate your PSA in terms of your prostate cancer risk. So if you're on the saw palmetto, I would not be concerned that it's abnormally affecting your PSA.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not on a saw palmetto that's working for you, it may not be the right treatment for you. You may need something stronger than saw palmetto.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are having urinary complaints, but you're looking for a more natural way of dealing with it, then we have in our arsenal of things to do some dietary recommendations. We use a lot of anti-inflammatories, and there are things that you can do if you're trying to avoid medications. And of course, surgical interventions can be done quickly, efficiently, easily, safely. All these things, all these words that we like to hear, because taking a medicine can have negative consequences on you in the long term, especially medicines for overactive bladder and for enlarged prostate. They can cause fatigue, dry mouth, constipation, all sorts of other problems that you don't want to necessarily experience.
Right.
And so I'm a big fan of avoiding meds when appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been managing nothing but meds for your urinary complaints, then, you know, come to us so we can talk to you about it.
That's right. I just Googled saw palmetto while
you were talking. You and your Googling.
It is so interesting. It improves urinary tract function. It
I'm the prevents Google. Hair loss. Why would you go to the Google?
Because I wanted to see if you were going to say what they said on the Google, and
oh,
you did.
Oh, my Lord.
It says may support prostate health. And may help regulate testosterone levels.
Are you nuts, Google?
I am.
I just
Dr.
told
Donna.
You the story. Oh, my Lord.
Well, Google backed you up.
All right. Well, very good. Well, tell people how to Google us there, Donna.
That's right. You can Google armormenshealth.com, which is our website, and you can
see. You don't Google websites.
You can. You might as well.
Old
it'll
woman.
Take you, it'll take you right there. Armormenshealth@gmail.com is our email address, and our locations are Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. Please send us some more questions. They're amazing, and we love to answer them on air anonymously.
The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists of Austin. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.